Welcome back, or welcome to the Credible Teacher Podcast. I'm Mike. In this episode, I share with you why right now in our current reality as a society, why it's more important than ever for teachers, and really everyone, honestly, to practice self-care. It's a topic that's been talked a lot about, especially the last few years, it seems. And so I just share my perspective on why it's so much more important right now with so much uncertainty and just the reality that we experience right now. So hope you're doing well. Appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. And hope you enjoy. Take care. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I appreciate you being here. I'm just getting back in the habit of recording a little bit each day, back how I really started the podcast. So if you are someone that's been listening for a while, it's been a couple of years now, and just want to say thanks for being here, first of all, and I appreciate your patience because I'm starting back up, and I really like these shorter segments, so I'm going to try to keep it between 10 and 15 minutes. What I really wanted to share today with you is why it's more important than ever for teachers to practice self-care, right? This is a really talked about topic, at least from my perspective. Over the last few years, it seems like self-care has been in style, if you say, if I can say, you know, like the amount of just overall time and attention, I guess is the word, that's devoted to self-care that you see in the media in general, it's more, just a more, you know, talked about thing. And I spoke at a conference a couple years ago, and gosh, it's two summers ago already. I met a few people that talked about it, and to me, it's just such an interesting topic because, like, if you think about it at its very core or what it is, it's like, well, of course, why wouldn't I take care of myself, you know? And there's a lot of different ways you can go with this topic from my perspective, and a lot of it has to do with just how we're programmed as young people, right? Like, I interviewed Bruce Lipton on the podcast a while ago, and we really talked about his theory about, you know, just how we're essentially programmed from 0 to 7, you know, what we see around us. In the research that he's done and other people that he brings up in his book, The New Biology or A New Biology, really blew me away because it started to get me to understand and think about my experiences as a young person, especially that 0 to 7, that I don't remember really at all, very few memories from that time of my life, and how important they are playing out in my life right now, right? So essentially, the theory, the idea, I don't know if it's a theory per se, but the idea is that what we experience in those first years of life end up, at least from Bruce Lipton's perspective, end up being like 95% of the decisions that we make as adults can be attributed back to this first 7 years of our life, which is, again, I don't know how they figured that out, but, you know, this is the theory, right? And so we subconsciously go through life making decisions based on these experiences, the subconscious, because again, another thing that I've read from a Wayne Dyer book is that 96% of the decisions that we make on a daily basis are done subconsciously, right? We don't think about, oh, I'm going to take my right hand, I'm going to grab my seatbelt buckle, I'm going to pull it across myself, I'm going to put it, you know, like once you do it and you know how to do it, you can talk to your kids in the back, you can plug in your phone, you can turn on the car, you can do a bunch of other stuff while you're putting that seatbelt on, right? So we the subconscious really makes a lot of the decisions that we do every day. And so thinking about self-care, a lot of this has to do with what we observed around us as young people, right? Like, did we have a parental figure that did some of the things that we would now describe as self-care? Did they meditate per se, you know, like, did they read a book for joy? Did they go for walks? Did they exude some sort of, or did they show some sort of behaviors that can be connected to, you know, self-care or de-stressing, you know? And so I really think that's a big part, or a necessary thing that we need to talk about, or at least consider when we're talking about self-care. And the reason why I bring this for teachers specifically, and the reason I bring it up is because now we are living in this, with the pandemic, right? Depending on your situation, we are living in the Wild West of virtual teaching. At least I am right now. 2 weeks into the school year, we're starting off 100% virtually. And I know not everybody is in that same boat. And I think regardless of whether you're in school or virtual or a combination, at some level, and I guess this more is connected to the virtual piece of things, like, I can be working from home if I really wanted to right now. And I'm choosing to come into school. It works for my family. But I'm in my room by myself teaching through my computer. And I could be just absolutely killing myself. And I know a lot of teachers are doing this. I mean, I see it on social media. I see it on TikTok. And you know, it's happening, right? You just know it is. And it's not just teachers. It's other people that have young kids in their house and they can't get anything done during the day. So they work at night after the kids go to bed till 1-2 in the morning, right? Like, it's happening not just to teachers, but to everybody. Everybody's routines have been thrown off. Everybody's expectations, everything, right? I mean, it's changed. Even if you are someone that is ignorant to this whole thing, even if you're somebody that thinks COVID's a hoax and it's like some, you know, scheme, right? Like, which I've heard, which is just baffling. But regardless, even if you are in that boat, you cannot discount the fact that this has, COVID and the pandemic has altered your experience in your society, in our society, right? And so this is why taking some time to reflect on what you are doing as a teacher related to self-care is so important. It's not even, I mean, at this level, right? It's not even, I mean, this is a podcast, you know, directed more towards teachers, but doesn't necessarily, you don't have to be a teacher to listen, but the reality is we're more than just teachers. I mean, it sounds funny to even say that, but like, we all have families, we have responsibilities, we have our own conditions that we need to make sure that we take care of so we don't get COVID and run the risk of, you know, obviously dying as a result of it, right? Like, there's so much that goes into this. Like, this is bigger than teaching student how to, you know, do math or look at math from a different perspective, right? And so now this is why I think it's just so interesting, because this has changed kind of how we live our lives. And I've been trying to be someone that's kind of a go with the flow, every day is a new day. You know, like, that's where I'm at with it. You know, I know I'm going to miss some of the things, but I'm not dwelling on what I cannot do anymore, right? I mean, you can go insane thinking about that. Or how things are going to change. What's life going to look like in 5 years? What happens when students come back into school? What is that going to, like, there's so much we can sit here and I could freak out about and that we could dwell on and freak out about, but the reality is that's not helpful, right? And so what can we do? What can you do? And the reality is only you know what you really need to do. Like, you can Google things to do to be less stressful, but I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to have to be the one, and this is what I really want to get across, if anybody cares about my perspective, is that you're going to have to be the one that walks away from the computer. You're going to have to be the one that says, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I can't do that right now. And that's okay. And I really hope people are learning that lesson right now. You know, like, I hope people, especially teachers, because, you know, teachers kill themselves trying to help young people. And, you know, there's a lot of stress involved. We want to make sure that we're helping young people be the best version of themselves. And I mean, I'm in the same boat. I want that to happen. I love it. I love the opportunity that I have to have a positive impact on young people. And I want to be able to show up in a positive way for them. I want to be able to show up in a positive way for my kids. I want to be able to show up in a positive way for my wife, my friends, my family. And the reality is that I can't do all that if I don't take care of myself. And it's the same message consistently happening. And I know I've said it a lot over the, you know, podcasts, but this is the power that we have as individuals. We have the power to look at how we're living our life and make decisions that are going to be in our best interest, regardless of whether or not it's going to offend somebody or make somebody look at us a different way. And that, I guess, is what I'm trying to get across, is that's okay. I mean, that's okay. Because if someone else is going to judge you for doing something that you feel is necessary, that's their experience, right? Like, that's the experience that they're having inside of their body, right? They can sit there and judge you all they want. They can sit there and you know, think negative things, and you can pick up on that stuff, right? You know that they might be saying something, or they'll say something to somebody else, a family member or a friend or whatever. But that's their experience. You don't have to allow their experience and their judgment to affect you in a negative way. And I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect at this by any means, but I mean, it's so nice to be in that position where you're not impacted by other people's thoughts and feelings, right? Like, and I'm not talking like being a jerk, right? I'm talking about, like, this is what I and we need to do for our family, so I'm going to do that, and that's okay. And I don't care what anybody says about it. I don't care if they, you know, talk behind my back. That's their thing. That's how they want to use their energy. It's not how I'm going to waste mine, okay? And so the tricky part is that this might be some of your own family members, right? And that's a whole other thing, but, you know, they're living their life. Let them live their life, and then, you know, you're going to live your life, and that's okay. So anyway, that's what I got for you today, folks. I appreciate you being here. It's 13 and a half minutes already. I'm always amazed that I can just talk as much as I can here with the podcast and be like, you know, all of a sudden it's 13 minutes later, but I don't even know where this stuff comes from, but it's in there. So, oh goodness. Well, I appreciate you being here. Take care of yourselves. Again, I mean, that's it, right? Take care of yourselves. So, self-care. I think we should create a new saying: self-care, don't care. It's kind of like long hair, don't care, you know? I don't know if that makes sense, but I digress. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It means a lot. I have two favors from you. One, rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you listen to it. That'd be great. I need it. I'd love that. And two, I created a teacher survey about understanding what attributes our most memorable teachers had and how that made us feel. I posted it on my website, thecredibleteacher.com. There's a link right on the front page. If you could fill that out, that would be amazing. And if you need to find me, I'm on social and I'm here for you. So just let me know what you need. Thank you so much. Take care.